Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to counsel is wise."
Let us tell you four places where you will rarely, if ever, find the right answers or wisdom for living. Number one, friends without wisdom. If your friends are as lost as a goose in a blizzard, then the possibility of them offering you godly advice is remote at best. If your friend has held three jobs in the past 2 years, not really the kind of expert you should be talking to when it comes to finding a new job or getting a promotion.
In 1 Corinthians 5:11, in the classic Amplified Bible, it says, "But now I write to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of Christian brother, if he is known to be guilty of immorality or greed, or is an idolater, whose soul is devoted to any object that usurps the place of God, or is a person with a foul tongue, railing, abusing, reveling, slandering, or is a drunkard or a swindler or a robber. No, you must not do so much as eat with such a person."
Wow, that's quite a list. Quite a list.
I'll say.
You also need to make sure that you're not associating with people. Well, let's say it this way. Let's make sure that you're associating with people, only people, who can encourage, exhort, edify, lift you up, build you up in your most holy faith.
In Proverbs 13:20 in the Living Bible, it says, "Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces."
Second place you don't need to look for wisdom. Talking heads on television.
Oh, boy.
Walking the red carpet, hosting your own television show, or having Emmys or Oscars on your mantle doesn't automatically mean you know what you're talking about or that you're an expert. My father, the greatest man I ever met, told me years ago that an expert is somebody 15 miles out of town with a briefcase. Or you could say, an expert is a drip under pressure. Compassionate conversation, even when it's stained with tears, doesn't make you a competent counselor or expert. Jumping up and down and shouting and dancing all over the set of a TV show doesn't make someone a pinnacle of wisdom.
Proverbs 19:2 in the New Century Version says, "Enthusiasm without knowledge is not good. If you act too quickly, you might make a mistake."
You know, I'm more interested in what the Word says than what Dr. Field says. The view I want of life will never come from argumentative women sitting on a couch, but through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it's not the fact that they're women. It's just that's how that show is structured. Number three, articles in secular magazines. If you want to be entertained and nauseous at the same time, walk slowly down the magazine aisle of your nearest grocery store, looking at the titles, or for that matter, if you're in a doctor or a dentist office, they got magazines all around. But if you look at some of those articles, I made note recently, I carry a book with me everywhere I go, so I'm reading a book. But my eye caught several things on magazine covers. Things like, three signs you might get fired. The 10 hottest songs to have sex to. Eat less, exercise more, blah, blah, blah. What guys really fear about losing their jobs. 6 things you didn't know about sweat. Now, if you look through these magazines, You will notice in most instances, advertisements offering products that will supposedly solve the kind of problems you read about. When I read anything, it must pass the truth test administered by the greater one living within me and you. Number four, don't put your confidence in Google results on the net. Yes, you can find amazing, unbelievable information on the net. Type a few words in Google and voila, a world of knowledge is before you. But I must quickly point out that any, dare I say it, I must, that any idiot with a computer and internet access can post their opinions about life and anything else. The results you find in a Google search should never be considered the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In fact, in many cases, the items, well, they have nothing to do with the truth.
Definitely, you need to be careful when getting on the net. John 14, verse 6, offers some incredible advice. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah. Seek the truth. Seek him. Here are seven places we should always look for wisdom. Number one, always look for wisdom from the one who's always right.
There you go. That's a no-brainer.
That's it. Judges 18:5. And they said unto him, ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way shall be prosperous. That makes sense.
That certainly does. Number two, always look for wisdom as someone who meets a scriptural criteria. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night.
Great scriptures. Three, always look for wisdom from someone who has a hunger to know more. Proverbs 8:32-35. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the Message Bible translation makes it a little clearer. Same scriptures, Proverbs 8:32-35. So my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Blessed is the man, blessed the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death.
Wow. What scripture. Number four, always be willing to buy information that provides godly wisdom. In Proverbs 23, verses 22 and 23, it says, hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The Message Bible translation of that same scripture says, listen with respect to the father who raised you, and when your mother grows old, don't neglect her. Buy truth, don't sell it for love or money. Buy wisdom, buy education, buy insight. And I would say that is in buying all of those things would be in the word of the Lord.
That's right. Number five, always seek an abundance of wisdom. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him.
Number six, always know that wisdom will never contradict the word of God. Proverbs 19:2 in the New Century Version. Enthusiasm without knowledge is not good. If you act too quickly, you might make a mistake.
Number seven, always look for wisdom to protect you. Proverbs 2:9-10-11. Proverbs 2:9-11, New Living Translation. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. It's also important to know that godly wisdom will often go against the flow of popular opinion or culture. Wisdom will often go against what's easy and desirable according to the standards of everyone else. The world's wisdom is to buy what you want when you want it, without consideration for the consequences of tomorrow. The good thing about wisdom is that it's no respecter of persons. Everyone, regardless of their socioeconomic condition, can get wisdom if they seek it.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom is not hiding from you. It's readily accessible.
In fact, according to Proverbs 1:20 in the New Living Translation, it says, wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square.
When wisdom calls out to you, answer, and you will reap the reward.
Proverbs 8:17-18 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation, and right standing with God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We'd say that's a pretty good reason to be looking for wisdom in all the right places.
Amen.
We didn't just tell you where not to look for wisdom, but we told you how to find wisdom. And of course, the source of that is the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Make plans to join us tonight for Sunday Night Live,
yes.
6 p.m. Eastern. Special message by a special lady tonight.
Hallelujah.
My fine wife.
The 4th of July is coming.
Yep. Our nation's independence and your birthday.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so join us at 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to HaroldHeron.com. Click the button that says
Join
Harold and Bev Sunday Night Live. And then join us again tomorrow morning and every morning at 8:30 Eastern for Rich Songs for Breakfast. Until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.